Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Today we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch, so let's check it out.
Up next is an entrepreneur who believes there is money to be made from thin air.
Hi Sharks, my name is Ryan Frame from Portland, Oregon, and my company is Windcatcher Technology. And I'm here today seeking $200,000 in exchange for 8% of my company. Now, anyone who's tried inflating an object like this knows what a huge pain it can be. They take forever to inflate, and you have to put your mouth on a valve. You can see here that after I've blown into this conventional valve twice, this bag is hardly inflated. Well, Windcatcher changes all that. With just a single breath of air, I was able to inflate this entire shark. And this is because Windcatcher is a radically different inflation technology that allows you to inflate an object this size in seconds without using any power or pumping.
Like an air mattress?
We've already integrated this technology into our flagship product, AirPad 2, wow. Which, like all of our products, inflates and packs up in seconds.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But because it's so easy to inflate, I also designed it to fold up and double as a seat. So as you can see, you can attach these straps and use it as both a seat or a pad. And Sharks, this is just the beginning. The applications for Windcatcher's technology are endless. So let me ask you, which one of you is ready to help me blow away the competition?
Me technology.
Right, really impressive.
Thanks.
You're gonna tell us how it works, right?
So what's happening is, and the reason it's different than an ordinary valve, is because we take advantage of this phenomenon called entrainment. So it's entraining or sucking in the surrounding air. So each time I blow into this valve, it's actually sucking in the surrounding air. It's a stream of fast-moving, low-pressure air, right. So it inflates 10 times faster than a conventional valve.
What premium do I pay for this technology versus any other mattress?
We sell our AirPad for $99.95.
So all that's different about that is from the valve forward. Otherwise, it's a standard AirPad.
Except with our ability to fold it up into a seat.
So then, Ryan, you have a patent?
Yes, it's a utility patent.
Are you an engineer?
No, I don't have a background in engineering. I've just been trying to invent stuff for a long time, and obviously this is the most successful.
Entrainment is pretty fancy stuff that hasn't been introduced to a consumer market before. Yeah. How'd you stumble upon this?
I thought of the idea after a trip to my family at the beach, and we were all inflating those terrible, you know, pool wraps with those tiny little valves. And when I got home from Portland, I did a bunch of research. And so I was sitting on the floor of my apartment, and so I blew into this bag, but this time I left a little space between me and the bag, and it instantly inflated. And I went, holy crap, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, I went on Google and with a bunch of trial and error was able to figure out that it was in fact entrainment, refine the idea down, come up with this valve, and all the other things that make up Windcatcher.
Very interesting. So how long have you been doing it?
Impressive!
May when we did our Kickstarter.
What's the revenue
the sales today? Over that time?
$165,000.
I'm trying to figure out, do you want to build a business around a technology that's proprietary and all your products have this Windcatcher inflation scheme to it? Or do you want to license it country by country, region by region, both?
Both. There are a ton of products that I wouldn't want to make, like medical products. An inflatable donut for a woman after she's given birth, you know, they use those.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to make that because it's not good for the Windcatcher brand. But there's still potential, there's still lots of opportunity for licensing.
Why is that?
Well, because Windcatcher's about travel and outdoor gear. You don't make, you know, hemorrhoid pillows and attach your name to that.
Ryan, break it down for me. How much does it cost you to make? What do you sell at wholesale, if you have any wholesale?
Smart.
Sure, I don't want to reveal my cost, but I can tell you our margins are 60%, and that's selling to retailers.
How are we supposed to invest in your business if you don't tell us anything?
Yeah.
I'm telling you it's margins of 60%.
So five figures, substantial revenue, six figures, seven
well,
figures?
Well, if it was $1 million, I wouldn't be here. I would have enough money.
Okay.
So Ryan, you're experiencing the challenge of trying to roll out physical inventory, building a business. If this technology has merit, and clearly it does, I look at you, you're the only guy in the business. A little bit of a mad scientist guy, okay, got it.
Yeah.
There are very big players in the air mattress business.
Oh yeah.
And one strategy is you're going to disrupt their business by stealing all their share.
Yeah.
They're not going to love you as much as they could.
Sure.
They could love you a lot more if you simply said, I'm going to change the market for you. I'm going to go to the biggest guy. I'm going to license this. I want 80 cents, 60 cents, whatever it is. And then you just stay in your apartment on the phone, and a check comes every month.
That's crazy boring. I mean, why would I want to do that when I can invent stuff?
Checks in the mail are crazy boring?
Yeah. Once you invent something, you don't want to give that up and have somebody screw up how that gets deployed out into the world.
But I don't think it's an either or.
That's
I think
true.
You can do
right.
both.
I don't think so either.
But I think you can drive up the royalty sales exactly by selling more.
Exactly.
Clearly, you're a very innovative guy. But building a business to 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 million, it's a different skill set. Maybe you have it, maybe you don't. I don't know. You're a single guy in the basement right now. So I'm going to structure an offer to you that reflects that risk to me as an investor, okay?
Okay. Mm.
You need capital. How much do you covet your equity?
Extremely, because I really do believe it's going to be worth $50 million in just 3 years.
All right, so I'm going to structure something that reduces the amount of equity I ask for and gets your capital.
Okay.
I'll give you the $200,000 as venture debt.
Okay.
Here's how it works. I'm going to ask you for 6% of everything you sell until you've returned me $800,000, okay?
Four times.
And, exactly what I would do.
And then it goes away. It's gone. And I want 3% equity for providing this facility. You can counter if you think that's unfair, or you may find a better deal and give up more equity. I don't know.
So
I love the fact that he keeping notes on his hand. Like, you can tell this man is just kind of uber smart. But the whole deal with not revealing his costs, like, who does that when you come in to ask for money? Maybe because it's a national TV show. But, and Mark seemed to take that whole explanation and was like, okay, with 60% margins, I guess that's good enough for him to know for a potential investor. But I don't understand how they can actually make a deal or even make an offer and not know those specific numbers. So, but he got that whole, what Kevin called him, a mad scientist guy. He got that whole thing down packed, baby. He said he just been sitting around inventing stuff. And that's what he wants to do for the rest of his life. I love it. I love smart people, boy.
I'm quadrupling the amount of money that you give me. And in exchange, you're keeping 3% of my company. Is that right?
You have no money. And maybe one of these sharks will give you the money, but you're going to give up 8% of your company for it or more.
So here's my concern, Kevin. I'm asking for the $200,000 because I need to use it. And you want me to start paying you back immediately at this 6%.
Do you think money's free, Ryan? Do you think I just give it away because I don't care about it?
No, I hope not.
I'm asking for return. Do you think that's unfair?
I think it's unfair for you to ask for me to give it back right away. I'm asking because I plan on using it and investing it in the company.
Why don't you counter me something that you would do?
Seems like a good time for somebody else to jump in with an offer.
Come on, Chris. You do it then.
All right, Ryan. I'll give you an offer. I'll give you $200,000.
Okay.
But I want 15%.
Ouch. That sounds expensive, Lori.
Well, I think you need a lot of help. You know, you're a one-man band. You need to be making a lot of other products with this great technology. That's what I'm really good at. But it's going to require me to be there helping you and also helping with the sales and getting into the retail. I love how you write on your hand.
Yeah,
I do that just, too.
It's hard for me to.
Yeah, that's,
I
not,
write it on my
that's
hand.
Not strange at all. That doesn't make me feel nervous at all.
Hey, Lori, do you have some room in your deal? Because I think I could bring a complementary set of strengths to this deal. I'm very intrigued by the technology. I do know it solves a real pain point. I think one of the things you really need help with is telling the story about the next dozen products. We have to develop the prototypes that show how it might be used in a medical setting, how it might be used in a recreational rafting setting, and those kinds of things.
Right.
I would love to come in and see part of that deal if it's available.
I would be willing to join in with you, Chris, as you take the licensing end and I take the consumer end. But for both of us together, we would need a higher equity stake.
I hear that.
We'd need a little higher percentage. But remember something, you now would be a three-man band, two being sharks, right. Which that's huge.
You just don't own any of
so
your company.
So what's the counter?
What's the offer then? I'm happy to split it with you.
20%.
Ouch.
20%.
Ouch.
I'll just stop you guys. I wouldn't do that deal because we've gotten guaranteed royalty deals that I turned down that were for over $2 million of guaranteed royalties.
Right. I love the product. And I love the fact that you're a little bit odd. Odd people make great things, right?
I'll give you $200,000
for 10%. I like the fact you're bringing it out to market because that's how you get a better licensing deal later on.
Well, we'll do the 15%.
So $200,000 for 15%, I'll do that deal.
Now, if you have to write that down, you're going to run out of hand space. You'll learn why it's important to travel with paper.
Yours is $200,000 for 10. Would you be willing to also include a $10 million line of credit for purchasing orders at the prime interest rate?
Why do you want to give up all the equity day one? I'll drop my ask down to 2% just to keep it interesting. Yep.
You're not get looking for this.
I'll give you $200,000, 10% back to purchase orders. What is there to think about?
Because I came in here with a valuation that I believed was fair, more than fair.
Okay, so Ryan, I give you $200,000 for 8%, back up your purchase orders, done deal, right?
Sounds
or
like a really good deal.
Or if I give you $200,000,
no, either yes or no,
with
that's
Chris
what you asked for.
For 8%.
Ryan, it's what you asked for.
It is.
Across the board.
I'll give you the $200,000 for 6.5%.
Really?
The equity is really important to you.
Yes.
Look, what's 1.5% to me if this thing goes to where you're
wow.
at?
Wow.
Ryan, I'll drop my ass down to 1%. I'll give you what you need, the
$200,000. Ryan, I gave you more than you were asking for.
I'll give you one, just give me 1% of the company.
I want to hear
the
answer.
I'll give you the $200,000, 6.5%. It's more than you came in here asking
six and
for.
A half.
Come on, Ryan.
I just changed my deal.
Lori, let me get it.
I'm going to do, no, I've changed my deal. I'm going to give you $200,000 for 5%. Chris isn't in the deal.
Chris isn't.
Just me. But you need to just say yes now. And I'll fund the purchase orders. Just you and me.
$200,000 for 5%.
Mm-hmm. Left at the altar.
Lori.
Okay, let's do it.
Lori, my girl!
Sorry, Chris.
Right.
I can't wait to see to do the research on this deal to see if it went through and if he was really somebody that could be worked with. He seemed like he was kind of, sometimes uber smart people, they just kind of, they very particular about stuff. And so I can't wait to get this research done to see if they follow through on the deal. And what they're doing now with this, I forget what type of technology it is, but he's calling it wind catcher technology. And so make sure you guys check out the description below for the update. I really can't wait to see what this is about. So he ended up coming into the tank asking for $200,000 in exchange for 8%. Ended up inking a deal with Lori for $200,000 for 5% of his company and the promise to fund the purchase orders as they come in. That's a great deal. That is a real good setup for when he goes to market and really just kind of go at this, and start developing other products. That's a real good deal. And he got the right woman on the team. You know, Lori, she gets on QVC with any product that he invents. And just kind of go to bat for him and get him into these retail stores with the relationships that she has. So, and she has a very smart inventor on her team. Like, if they ink the deal and they're good in this partnership, who's to know what other ideas and inventions he's going to come up with? And if he'll give Lori the first rights of refusal to any of his products or any of his inventions. So that was a smart play for Lori to just kind of take that equity down to seal the deal with this type of guy. And so I really do hope it works out for them. Again, this was back in 2015. So I'm sure there's going to be some research and some information about it. So make sure you guys hit those links below. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you like this content. And make sure you check us out for the next ones.
Bellum and Benner. All right, now we have work to do. Thank you.
Congrats.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Thanks.
Chris, Lori just threw you under a bus. She doesn't give a damn about you.
It went too low. I'm sorry.
Welcome to the Shark Tank.
I'm definitely still processing what happened. I'm still freaking out. With the deal I got today with Lori, I believe it's going to allow me to move Wind Catcher in the direction that I feel the company should go.